Hello there, I'm Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hey folks, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 187. We got a lot to cover, so we're going to get started with this news from the expelled haunted attraction in Huntsville, Arkansas. We're going to take a stab at assuming, like us, you're sick of having your brain swabbed from COVID tests, gathering canceled, loved ones at risk, life achievements uncelebrated, and in some cases, tragic losses. With that, we feel it is in the best interest for us and our community to close for the 2020 haunt season. The consequence of closing is that some people will be disappointed, but the consequences of opening may actually be life-threatening. We certainly did not want to let down our fans, but we feel like your safety and our safety and the quality of your haunted experience would have been greatly sacrificed because, believe me, we do not do social distancing very well. Do you want to hear the good news, though? Our 2021 show, which also happens to be our 10-year anniversary, will undoubtedly be worth the wait. So please join us in raising your middle finger to 2020 and keep it up there until we see you again in 2021. Please stay safe and happy haunting. Keep up with any and all updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheExpelledAR. We have this news from the Hickory Grove Haunted Trail in Gastonia, North Carolina. Due to the ongoing challenges related to the coronavirus pandemic, Hickory Grove Haunted Trail is deeply saddened to announce the closing for the 2020 season. Hickory Grove puts the safety of our guests and associates as our top priority. Although we've done our due diligence in developing a comprehensive safety plan in accordance with industry and public health standards, the continued uncertainty in our region surrounding COVID, as well as the diminishing number of calendar days left in the 2020 season, has brought us to the difficult decision to not open for the season. As we look forward to brighter days ahead, Hickory Grove will continue to work to ensure that our guests and associates can return to fun and safe environments next season. We're planning a great 2021 haunt and entertainment for our guests. We thank our guests and associates for their continued loyalty and support during this challenging time, and we look forward to seeing you at Hickory Grove Haunted Trail in 2021. You can also keep up with updates with them at their Facebook page, facebook.com/NCHauntedTrail. We have this news from the Anderson Hotel Haunted House in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. All good things must come to a pause. Since we opened our doors, thousands of people have flocked to our establishment to see why we've been named one of the top haunted houses in the tri-state area. We are scary, creepy, and downright shocking, but we're not foolish. Due to COVID-19, we've made the decision not to open our doors this haunt season for the safety of our workers and guests, and we'll see you in 2021. Until then, stay safe. You can get more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/AndersonHotelHauntedHouse. We have this from Bloodshed Farms in Columbus, New Jersey. With our commitment to making sure our staff and guests stay safe this season, all regular Bloodshed Farms Fear Fest attractions will not be operational. Instead, we have been working hard on bringing you something unique and terrifying. We bring you The Last Drive, an immersive, contactless Halloween experience. From the safety of your own vehicle, you will have frightening encounters with twisted creatures and menacing characters as you journey through theatrical sets full of nightmarish displays and special effects. Much more information can be found by visiting our updated website at bloodshedfarms.com. Tickets are on sale now. This is a limited event with only a set number of tickets available each night. Be sure to like us on Facebook so you don't miss out on updates, behind-the-scenes content, and, of course, our contests. Stay safe and stay scared this Halloween only at Bloodshed Farms. Again, get more details at bloodshedfarms.com. We have this news from the Nightmare Chamber haunted attraction in Medford, Oregon. Hi, everyone. First off, the Nightmare Chamber will indeed be open this October with strict safety policies for COVID in mind. There will be a strict face mask policy in place that everyone will be required to follow. We do respect that there are many who don't believe the information out there about the virus. Again, we respect that. That said, since this is our haunted house that we built and put on, we ask that you respect that we have rules and that we will require people to follow them in order to come through. Hopefully the majority of you will understand and come enjoy the haunt. We truly are thinking about you and your safety. If you feel you want to avoid coming through the haunt this year due to our rules, we understand. We're here to have fun and scare people. Please refrain from calling us names, voicing your political views, or personal grievances with these policies. They will be removed from any social media post. If you disagree with the policies, simply don't come. However, we'd love to see you. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you this October. Visit NightmareChamber.com for more information. We have this from the Asylum House haunted attraction in Indianapolis, Indiana. Introducing the reemergence of the coolest escape room ever to hit Indianapolis, Horror Movie, coming to the Key Escape Rooms this November inside the all-new incredible Asylum House. Visit the incredible new Asylum House Haunted House and Haunted Event Hall in 2020. We're located at 6611 Bluff Road in Indianapolis. You can get more information at theasylumhouse.com. We have this news from Dead Time Dreams Haunted Attraction in San Jose, California. Hey folks, this year's theme will be Horror Alley. We're open 11 days. Check out our website for updates on the show. And a reminder to those of you planning to come out this year, check out our new COVID-19 responses and disclaimers on our website, deadtimedreams.com. We have this news from the Indiana Fear Farm in Jamestown, Indiana. Thank you for our patience during our silence as we've been trying to navigate this new normal we're all living in. We are heartbroken to announce that Indiana Fear Farm attractions will be closed for the 2020 season. Due to the safety concerns of COVID-19, we're unable to open our doors and guarantee the health of our well-being of our staff, students, and loyal customers this year, while also delivering the same quality show we're so well known for. Please understand this decision was not made lightly, and we absolutely look forward to the return of our staff, students, and customers for our 2021 season. Thank you. Get more information and keep up with our updates at facebook.com/IndieFearFarm. We have this sad news from Cox's Point Haunted Mansion in Essex, Maryland. This is an official announcement from the chair and co-chair, Steve and Jen Myers. The Cox Point Haunted Mansion, which operated from 1968 to 2018, is now permanently closed. Steve operated the haunt for the final 23 of its 50 wonderful years and would like to extend sincere thanks for the immeasurable dedication from the many volunteers. The relationships forged within the walls of this gem will forever rest affectionately in our hearts. As the door closes on this neighborhood tradition, We want our past patrons to remember us fondly and to know how we were so proud to serve the community for over two decades. Please try to give support to one of the other few nonprofit haunts left in our area, the Haunted Dungeons. Sincerely, Steve and Jen. Read more on their Facebook page. Staying in Maryland, we have this news from the Land of Fear in Taneytown, Maryland. Hello, haunt fans. The Land of Fear has unfortunately decided to close its doors for the 2020 season. Our number one priority will always be the safety of our guests and staff, but due to COVID, we believe it's in everyone's best interest to cancel this season. As sad as we are to break this news, we look forward to using the extended off-season to create a game-changing haunted experience. We hope you all have a great fall season. Stay safe, and we'll see you next year. Get more information at facebook.com/landoffearmd. We have this news from the Darkside Haunted House in Wading River, New York. Darkside Haunted Mansion will be open for the 2020 season. We've been busy at Darkside this year making changes to the show to bring you the safest and scariest show possible. All patrons and actors will be required to wear face masks, or coverings while on the property. We will be utilizing time ticketing with online ticket purchases only, no walk-up tickets, to reduce capacity and maintain social distancing. There will be hand sanitizer available at the entrance and exits of the haunt, and the haunt will be completely sanitized daily with high-touch areas sanitized hourly. We have more details to come. We look forward to seeing you this season. Get those details at their Facebook page, facebook.com/darksidehaunt. We have this news from Heartstopper's Haunted House in Rancho Cordova, California. Heartstopper's will be open this season. Well, sort of. Coming this October 29th, 30th, and 31st, we will be running a 100% in-car, drive-through, zombie laser tag, and Halloween celebration event at the Mineshaft in Rancho Cordova. Our traditional haunt will be closed, but we're taking many of those elements and using them for this new show. Many thanks to the Cordova Community Council and the Combat Laser Overload for helping us pull this incredible event off. Tickets will sell out for this event, so plan accordingly. Those tickets are on sale now. Get the information you need at heartstoppershaunt.com. We have this news from the Clackamas County Fairground and Event Center in Canby, Oregon. We have big news. We are now opening ticket sales for the Clackamas County Scare Fair. Have you been to Fearlandia, the Davis Graveyard, the Nightmare Factory, or Creatures of the Night? We have partnered with these four Halloween experts to decorate the grounds for guests to tour by their cars and receive a Halloween experience in a safe manner. Individual ticket prices is $11 or $20 per car. This will happen every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and only Thursday being October 1st and going through November 1st. Hurry and get your tickets now as space is limited. Visit ccscarefair.com and click tickets, and this will direct you to the tickets for the sale. More information is coming soon. Again, that site is ccscarefair.com. We have this from Terror on the Coast in Gulfport, Mississippi. Enjoy one of the largest haunted houses in the country. We've added new haunt rooms, live bands and entertainment, outdoor food court, Hollywood quality haunted house ranked 8th in the nation, and all for one low price. Come early, eat great food and enjoy the music from live bands and DJ Aztec and experience a thrilling haunted house. We're located at 3420 Giles Road in Gulfport. Get more information at facebook.com/terroronthecoast. We have this from Reindeer Manor Haunted Attraction in Red Oak, Texas. Reindeer Manor has figured out how to go beyond keeping you safe, a drive-through haunted adventure. Reindeer will indeed open this season in a new format for 2020, likely never to be seen again. From the comfort of your own car, you'll experience parts of the entire 32-acre estate you've never seen before as you make your way through a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Tune into a special broadcast station on your radio to help navigate to the safety of Outpost 59. Our special effects shop has been overrun with new characters, costumes, and props designed specially for this show. This will be a no-contact experience. You will remain inside your vehicle while the mutants stay outside. Opening for a mere 9 nights this season with time ticketing, spots are limited. We open Saturday, October 3rd, and run the remaining Fridays and Saturdays in October from 8 to 12. The website will be updated with images and info soon, but you can get your tickets now. The ticket price is per vehicle. No contact also means no contact to your car. Get more information at reindeermanor.com. We have this news from the Nightmares Haunted House in Bentonville, Arkansas. It comes with a heavy heart, but with the daily increase of corona cases, we feel it would be irresponsible for us to open this year. After over 30 years of haunting Northwest Arkansas, it saddens us to not open, but we look forward to a great year next year. Since we are nonprofit, this will greatly impact the charities that the Bentonville Lions Club donates their proceeds to. We will be posting information if you'd still like to donate directly to the Lions Club and help. Get more information at nightmareshauntedhouse.net. We have this news from the Carnage Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. To all our fans, while we would love nothing better than to provide everyone with an exciting haunt experience, we here at Carnage have made the difficult decision to postpone our 2020 haunt season. Given the nature of the pandemic and restrictions that have been placed on us, we feel that we could not produce the level of the show that we would want you to experience. We've moved into a much larger space and created an incredible atmosphere which we want you to enjoy with a full show. We've also taken into consideration the health and welfare of both our patrons and actors during this difficult time of uncertainty. Although we will not have a set schedule for the 2020 season, we're still planning on presenting a few unique opportunities to show off our new and exciting new building and show. Stay tuned for updates regarding these events on both our website and Facebook page. Stay safe, everyone. Your friends from Carnage Haunted House. Go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/carnagehaunt, for all the information. And finally, we have this from Terror Falls Haunted Farms in Gaston, South Carolina. To our valued guests, we hope you're all safe and doing well during these uncertain times. We have been focused on how best to open during the upcoming haunt season, and after a thorough review of how to open to ensure the safety and well-being of our guests and employees, including how to ensure we have protocols in place for social distancing, we've made the difficult decision to not open during this season. We're now focused on preparing for 2021, including new areas such as a significant change to our swamp in Terror Falls Haunted Trail, accessing cashless payment options on site to include debit and credit cards, and of course, continued focus on the health and safety to all who are brave enough to visit Terror Falls. We wish for you good health and safety for the remainder of 2020, and we look forward to inviting you all back next year. Keep up with their updates at facebook.com/Terror Falls Haunted Farm. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have listened to the current show, first of all, thank you. Second of all, you'll know that the first bit of music that Jerry Vane played for us was a fantastic rendition of The Monster Mash, put out by none other than the band The Rhythm Coffin out of Los Angeles. They have some celebrating to do today, because today they have a brand new EP that has dropped called The Coffin Creep. And we thought we better talk to them about it, because it is kind of a historic day for them. So I have Garrig Grimm of the Rhythm Coffin on the line in Los Angeles. Garrig, how are you?
Gruesome greetings. I'm doing just fine. How are you out there?
Oh, we're faring better air quality-wise, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're used to some of the bad air here, but it was just kind of ridiculous last week. It was just total Blade Runner and... up there by the horizon with no sunrise. It was just all one color all day. It was just strange, but we're getting back to just the regular haze now, so hopefully next week we'll see some blue sky.
The traditional traditional Los Angeles haze. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
So to speak.
But known to stay indoors way before we had to, but yeah.
There you go. But we had you on the show maybe about three or so months ago, when we were talking about hard rock, heavy metal, and Halloween, along with a couple of other people, including L.A. veteran Ace Von Johnson, and we talked about a lot of different things. But one thing I don't think we talked about is, how did the Rhythm Coffin come to be? I remember seeing you guys playing out at Scare L.A. probably around 2016 or so, playing out in front of the convention center there in Pasadena, and... I know you have been a fixture around the LA music scene for a couple of years, especially probably this time of year, but how did you guys decide to get together and dress up as spooky little monsters and sing this really cool stuff?
Actually goes way back to, I just started doing it back before I could get anybody else to help me. I just had a little drum machine and, would play clubs by myself with a, coffin behind me with some lights on it that Jerry would sometimes run behind me, like little cop lights and little disco lights and things like that, you know, to accent the songs. And I would go up there and do monster rock and roll, much like a just an acoustic person would, but I'd be singing like Route 66 or Black Bottom Pool and stuff like that. And eventually it just got some people saw me doing it and were wondering why there was nobody else in the band, and I was just saying, I need a drummer, I need a bass player, and I picked up people that way. And along the way, people have come and gone, of course, but it's mostly just been people seeing, hearing it, and going, I would like to be a part of that. So I've been very fortunate and lucky with the people who have been in the band, just incredible lineups from the beginning, and especially right now. But it's just a frightful fun that, again, everybody needs more of all the time, especially right now. More monster rock and roll more often. It's just what the world needs now is more monster rock and roll. Which brings us up to the new single and video that dropped today.
A perfect segue.
EP. Yes, thank you. But yes, we have the new The Coffin Creep. It's a dance. It's an attitude. It might even be you. It could be your friend. It's a great new song. You can dance along with it. The video is right out on YouTube now. The single is up at all the platforms. You can hear it on Spotify, of course. If you feel like you like to buy music like the old-fashioned days, you can get it on any platform that is. You even have the physical CDs. You can pre-order from our Big Cartel site. It's over the ProfitBigCartel.com. And it's the four-song EP. The four-song EP is pre-ordered today. The single, The Coffin Creek, came out.
And oh,
it's been making a lot of people happy, getting a lot of undead feet up on their beats and just grooving the goobies. Just trying to have, like I say, more fun more often. We wrote these songs, recorded them all in our homes during this whole quarantine thing. I just had some ideas, some time, so I recorded some demos, passed them out to the band. Everybody learned them. We haven't even played any of these songs in the room together, and they sound fantastic. We're like the Steely Dan of Monster Rock and Roll or something. We're just like, we've never played these songs live.
I was going to ask you if you got together and played, at least, you know, run through these things, or did you do it like via Zoom where, you know, you guys could at least see each other play?
Not once. I made the demo. Then I send the demo over to Nightmare Nick, Living Dead drummer. He put some real drums to it. Then he sends those to everybody. Well, back to me, pretty much. Then I put the real guitar to it. And then send it out to Russell. He puts his bass on it in his home. Then we send it to the Ghoulie Girls. They put their vocals on it. I put the vocals on it here. And then we just send it all back and forth, pretty much through WeTransfer. Just wave files through WeTransfer. And it sounds really good. Russell, again, a rabid Russell, a bass player, was able to mix it and master it. And he did a fantastic job. He's just... nothing against any of the studios we've recorded in, but it sounds incredibly close to studio quality. I mean, it's just, there's nothing second-rate about it. When you put it down and you listen to it, you're just going to think, that sounds good.
Are there any plans for future recordings like this to save yourself a little money and non-studio time?
Well, I do love getting into the studio. I mean, if you know, when money is available, but this is certainly going to be a whole new avenue for us. Because, yeah, it's just... They sound great, and even to the higher ears in the band and everybody else, audiophiles, is just, you know, everybody's surprised that it was just done, you know, people are like, where did you record this? And I pointed to my laptop, or not my laptop, but my computer, just right here, I got real short headphones, I was like 3 feet away from my screen. It was just, but it sounds great. I mean, again, it's, you know, nice click to it and all, everything's even metered out, and hop on the video right now. You'll hear it. The video accompanies it perfectly. Hayden Casserly, who also did the artwork for it, who's done the last three. This is his fourth CD cover he's done for us. Just fit the song perfectly. He covers it fine with the lyrics. He puts a lot of funny stuff in there from old monster movies, a couple of little tributes to our friends and stuff. It's just fun. It's just that frightful fun that we're so... hopefully so well known for. I mean, we just, you know, we want to have a ghoul time. We're not sad, we're not mad, we're just looking for a ghoul time. And this is something just to get you up on your undead feet, have somebody dance with you, dance with them. You can even do it by yourself. Just the Coffin Creek, it's got the lyrics right there in the video. It's nothing but fun.
Let's go back to your last release, where you released the version of Monster Mash that we currently play on the show. You had Davey Suicide, and you had, oh gosh, it kills me, somebody from Beast Blanco, but I cannot remember the name.
Calico Cooper.
Thank you, Alice's daughter. Right, sorry.
Yes.
But, you know, first of all, how much of a hassle did you have to go to get copyrights from that, or is that public domain now, or did anybody associated with the Boris Pickett family hear this?
No, it's not public domain, but it was fairly simple to get the rights to it. It's just pretty much just a fee. I mean, they get a percentage of the money that we made off of it. We had to pay a little bit to use it, but not much. I mean, again, we're just a DIY. This is pretty much everything just comes out of my dog walking money, so it's all. It wasn't very much, but it was. I have heard the whole time, because we played the song for our whole career, people always have recorded, and we're like, no, I've always heard that it's just trouble, that, you know, we had nothing against, you know, the family respecting their rights, it's their song, I don't have any trouble with that, it's just, I didn't want to have to spend the money to go through it, but when I actually did it, it was just like, oh, just a couple of questions, and you know, talk to their one person who's handling it, and it was real easy, so...
Fantastic.
And it came out nicely, too. Yeah, there's a Halloween Network radio, I think, has been playing the version a lot lately. Our friends have been letting us know, and so it's showing up in other platforms besides yours, which is nice to hear. It's just great. I mean, Davey Suicide and Calico came down, just we asked them. I mean, our drummer does this with some... Get a little tongue-tied here. I get so excited about the rhythm. Our drummer had done some stuff with Calico, and Beast of Barco, and we did some shows with Davey Suicide, and just asked them, you know, if they had some time, and they'd come down to the studio, and they were like, oh, sure, we can do it, you know, these dates. We're like, yes, we'll get the dates. And they came down and knocked it out in one little morning session. It was just great.
Fantastic. And again, you can hear that on the current Big Scary Show, episode 219. So, you've got four songs on this EP. You've got Yeah Yeah Go Go, Balladstein or Balladstein, The Coffin Creep, and Tombstoned. These are all originals, I assume. Are they fast-paced dancing? Is there a slow? I mean, Balladstein kind of sounds like a slow ballad. I don't know. What are we in for if we pre-order this today?
This is actually our most eclectic and most colorful-sounding album yet. No two songs have the same effects or sounds. They're all completely different songs, usually because of a budget and type of songs you write. No, I'll just go to the studio, get one good guitar sound, record all basic tracks with that one sound, go back and put the leads down with that one sound. Because we had the time, each song has a different rhythm sound, each song has a different lead sound for that, and no two songs have the same rhythm sound, so it's very... Sonically, it's completely different for us. It's very colorful. It's very, again, exciting for us. It's got a killer little, I guess I have to say, Rob Zombie intro, you know, little musical thing with a movie quote right before Yeah Yeah Go Go, which is just a nice punk rock and fuzz bass, kind of just basic good time song. It's just, it was almost going to be the title for the album until the Coffin Creep got finished, but it's... just a great song. Yeah, yeah, go just gets you up on your feet, just like if the Ramones were undead.
Nice.
So, you know, to pat myself on the back a little, that style. And then Balladstein is like a 50s misfitty sort of ballad. It's, you know, it's a heartbroken Frankenstein, you know.
Sort of doo-woppy?
His girlfriend didn't look just actually doo-wop in the beginning.
Nice.
So it's all clean, and then the lead comes in with a huge flange. It's almost like a locomotion kind of thing. You grind funky, you go back to that shut it up kind of stuff. But then the Coffin Creep comes out, and that's just almost a crampy sort of ZZ Top, Duello, total rhythm coffiny sound. That's the most special. Again, it just took over. I mean, it is the Coffin Creep. We are the Coffin Creep. You will soon be the Coffin Creep. It's just a fun dance and song. Even people who have just, first time they heard, they're just like, I didn't even know what was going on. I just started bouncing my feet around. It was clapping. I didn't know what I was clapping to.
It's a part of the song
we're supposed to clap. But yeah, it's really fun. And then Tombstone comes up. And again, for us, it's heavy metal. I mean, it's heavy metal settings. Nick is playing some just epic drums on the thing. It's just a sludging kind of almost, again, we're not heavy, we're rock and roll. We're very much rock and roll. I always say we're rock and roll, not metal. So this song is really heavy for us. It's just straight ahead. It's almost like the Zoo or just a chunk, a chunk, a chunk, kind of a man in a boxy kind of thing. It's just solid, but it's got a good groove to it. And it's just a little mini epic. It's only, again, it's only about 3 minutes long, but it sounds like it's, you know, our Cashmere or something like that. It's just really...
Nice.
I'm excited. It's Nick's favorite song, the drummer's favorite song. I can see why with those huge cozy pile fills you got in there. It's just amazing. It's just like, I'm just stoked. But I'm probably the biggest fan of the band, in the band too. So when I hear these things, it's just like, oh man, it really blows my mind. It's just, so I think, you know, anybody else who's really been following the band or seen the last things, I mean, all the things always sound good, like I say, there's, you know, it's never a problem, but this one is just really, really colorful. I mean, that's just, it's nice to have the time, you know, the effects to put different things to things, and
right.
It worked out nice, and then the way Rabbit mixed it, I mean, it sounds, he's got the whole, you know, we got the whole, the 180 field where you hear something like at 1 o'clock, short one, 2 o'clock deep, it's got vocals that you just hear up high and low.
Ooh.
It's a really good mix.
Excellent.
I'm really, really impressed with it all. So.
Wear headphones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It works good both ways. Blasting through your phone in your pocket when you're walking, or if you're in a car, it sounds amazing. But headphones is just like, especially Tombstone, it's just like, again, for me, I'm just like, it's, you know, Stargazer or something. Just Gates of Babylon. Just. But, you know, it's a simple little thing, but for us in our genre, you know, we're just more of the you know, coming from the Monster Mash, it's that thing.
It's a bit of a change. Now with the season,
but it's totally the rhythm prophet. It's got a groove. I mean, you can tell it's us.
Of course. Now with this being September, in any normal year, I would assume you guys are getting bookings left and right. Not just, you know, normally during the year, but especially for Halloween and everything. With things as they are, have you got any upcoming appearances? Are you going to do any like live streaming or anything like this to celebrate Halloween?
Nothing booked. We are actually speaking to a couple of different things right now, both of those things, to do a one place wants to have a little spooky bro thing out in Riverside out here, is trying to get something going, and there's another club that's trying to do a streaming thing. We're actually just working on dates right now, so, but yeah, it's nothing like a regular season. I mean,
sure.
We usually play at least once a month, even in the summertime, just, you know, for fun, and around this time in October, it's once a week, so it's been, yeah.
It's been rough for all musicians, trust me. I haven't played a gig in a year now, it seems, but
No, we only had one gig this year at the beginning of the year, so it's tough. Yeah, that's why we just, you know, made the best of the time. When life hands you lemons, you gotta say no. Bad life, give me Monster Rock and Roll. I want Monster Rock and Roll. So that's what we just started writing and made the best of the time as best we could. I mean, nothing is better than getting together and doing stuff live. But to be able to put out a new 4-song EP with again fantastic artwork from 8K really, and a video for the single today, The Coffin Creep, pre-order available. It's just, we're pretty happy, so.
And
you know, in a little world, I mean, I hope everything else works out in the big picture, but, you know, in our Monster Rock and Roll world, we're very happy.
Of course. And, you know, this is the time of year on social media as you start seeing the, hey, I need a Halloween playlist for my party or for my, you know, for my car, for my Walkman, we're old, for our phones to just walk around this time of year and just be in it. And it sounds like The Coffin Creep is going to be the perfect accompaniment to anyone's Halloween playlist this year. For people wanting more information, maybe to hear a sample or see the video, or to pre-order, which you can do starting today, which is September 15th, how can people get more information about not only The Coffin Creep, any of your other previous releases, and the band itself? Perhaps you are going to do a live stream somewhere and people want to know that. What are some websites and social medias where people can get more information about the Rhythm Coffin?
Best place to get the current information is Facebook and Instagram. We keep those up just daily with everything. It's got everything that's happening up to the minute, so that's the best place to get it. As far as getting music, it's pretty much out on every platform there is out there. It's, you know, it's put out through the services that do it, so it goes to everyone you've heard of and the 1,700 of it you've never heard of. So it's on everything that you can think of right now. Those lists are, I got something right here with some names on it at least. Let's see. You know, the standards. Yeah, it's just, you know, Google.
All the streaming platforms.
Spotify, yeah.
If you do a search for the Rhythm Coffin, we're going to find it.
Oh, yeah. If you spell it right, you'll get us in there.
It's
THERHYTHMCOFFIN.
There you go.
That'll come up us. And it's, yeah. You want to see that. But Coffin Creep, get your cool time going. It's fun for all ages. I mean, it's just a cool time. And it's, yeah, it's on all musical platforms. Check us in on Instagram, Facebook. And we are around. We'll have some more news coming soon. Hopefully we'll be doing a streaming live show. We're thinking about doing a Zoom party on our own for maybe the day before Halloween. But again, just in the planning stages to see what schedules are like and how everything works out. But thanks so much for talking with us today and giving a little bit of time and airspace to the old Monster Rock and Roll, keeping Frightful Fun alive in the world.
Well, when that happens, that you are doing a live stream or you have more news like that, be sure to send it to us. Of course, we hope you'll let us use the music on the show. And once again, folks, if you Google The Rhythm Coffin, you're going to find all the information you need to go ahead and order Coffin Creep, The Coffin Creep, I should say, the new EP. Go back and get a copy of the single Monster Mash. Download it. Create your Halloween playlist just laden with these guys, because they're a lot of fun to see, not only live, but recorded too. So I want to thank you, Gehrig, for taking the time to come here and speak with us on the Big Scary News.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and stay spooky, stay safe, and get your cough and creep on. Have a creepy Halloween season.
And try to keep that air quality up there. Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.